one of the elders here leading the first part of a very special service for us. Welcome if you're a visitor. Welcome if you are a regular. It's a special morning as we come to welcome Simon into his role as our pastoral team leader. But as much as welcoming Simon, it's an opportunity too for us to recommit to the Lord Jesus and to be excited about his purposes both for us and his church. Our recent studies in 1 Peter include these verses. As you come to Jesus, the living stone, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. You, that's us, are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So this is the Jesus we worship today. If you're able to, would you be able to stand, please? And let's begin. Come, now is the time to worship. Peter wrote, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish." Lord Jesus, we want to come and lift you high in this place this morning because you are deserving of our worship. You are the Son of the living God. The living God who is in control. The living God who is merciful and gracious. And Lord, as we come this morning, we realize that we are so much in need of that grace and of that mercy. So Lord, we come at the beginning this morning and say sorry for all those ways in which we've gone our own way and ignored you, all those ways which we've upset you and upset others. But Lord, we come reading your word and learning again that you are merciful. Lord, we look to you and praise you for your mercy and your grace. Amen. We are the church. That event 2,000 years ago still resonates now. It's a joy, therefore, to welcome Simon in this act of induction this morning, and also to welcome Hanny. Hanny is regional minister for London Baptists. Hanny, you've been fantastic. Thank you in all the guidance you've given to the trustees and the elders in the last couple of years. Please now come and lead this part for us.
Thank you very much. I believe I'm connected now. Yeah, excellent. It's really a great joy to be with you today to mark this important moment in the life of a church and also Simon and his family, of course. Well, I remember it's about maybe 3 years when I came to ordain Simon, but God has great plans for him. In this time, we were thinking all the time about how we can keep him still in this country because he had mission at his heart. But God has probably revealed more to him through the journey that actually mission is right here with you where he started. Pretty great blessing to think about the moment of induction. What is it all about? It's about a moment when we recognize God's work in our lives, but we also, as we look back into the stories where we came from to this moment, we also look forward ahead for the plans and purposes that God has for the church, knowing that God has made this connection forward for his purposes. And at the heart of that, of course, we have time of prayer and promises where we submit ourselves to the Lord and ask him to speak to us and empower us for the work that he has for us. And so if you're not familiar with the Baptist Church, I want to tell you that we believe in the autonomy of the local church. The church needs to recognize God's call. And this is the foundation in which we do any ordination or induction, and specifically in a moment like that. So let me start by saying that you, the members of New Malden Baptist Church, have called Simon Bramwell to be your pastoral team leader. And believing this call to be of God, he accepted and comes now to be inducted to this office. At this significant time in the life of both church and minister, I invite you all to renew your commitment to Christ and his church, as together you are sharing in God's mission of saving love to the world. First, we shall hear the stories of how God initiate and continue to lead this call. We're going to hear first from Colin. He will tell us about how the church, even though looked every way for the next leader, actually landed into Simon. Colin.
At the time when our previous minister, Johnny, departed, he left with a message. I believe you already have the best ministers. For the past 2 years, we've been reassured by having Simon here as an assistant and also Andy and Chung in place. We followed the recommended procedure of the Baptist Union, preparing and circulating our church profile, and we invited applications initially in September 2023. At that time, I held back from asking Simon if he would apply, for I knew I'd be disappointed if he gave me the answer no. Simon opted not to apply first time around, and we didn't identify a suitable and willing candidate during that autumn period. When we re-advertised in January this year, Simon felt led by God that he could apply, and we were delighted to receive that application. Our profile explained the team leader we were seeking. Can we have the next? We sought a person who loves the Lord, filled with the Holy Spirit, and devoted to his church. We sought a person with a shepherd heart who could come alongside people individually to offer guidance, encouragement, comfort, and challenge. We sought a mission-minded person who will lead the church in its mission to the local community and beyond. And we sought someone who is able to work in a team and an enabler of all member ministry. On behalf of the elders and the managing trustees, we can confirm our belief that Simon fits so well with those characteristics we listed as a church. We welcome him as he takes this step today, knowing that he can do this not on his own, that he will need our love and our support, and that together we rely on our faithful and our building God.
Now, we're going to hear Simon's story and how he felt that God is actually calling him to mission still right here where he is serving. Simon.
Thank you. Well, good morning. And it's just a huge encouragement for me to see so many wonderful people here this morning. Friends from here in this church family, friends from different walks of life over the years. Thank you. Yeah, 3 years ago, at the time of my ordination and induction as associate pastor, I shared the story of how God had led me to that point, from committing my life to Jesus as a young boy seeking to follow him through childhood and then through the teenage years and as a young man. And I was baptized as a young man during my time at university, a time during which I initially felt a call from God into school teaching, and then from that, several years ago, into theological training and church ministry. Now, in a huge part of my adult life, since 2001, actually, I've been in this church, and New Malden Baptist Church has been my home. And the church family here have supported and encouraged me and my family and given us opportunities to grow and develop and to explore our calling. As Colin said, when the previous senior pastor, Johnny, moved on, I didn't immediately apply for the role. I thought it was right for the church to consider other external candidates, and I was still praying and exploring as to the direction God wanted to lead my ministry. He'd used the verse from Ezekiel 22:30 to show me that my role was to stand in the gap and build up the wall. And I initially understood this to mean holding the fort, so to speak, between Johnny's departure and the appointment of his successor. But over the course of that initial recruitment process, I had a growing sense that this call here might be for the longer term. And so when the role was re-advertised, God confirmed to me through his word that despite my weaknesses and my inadequacies, my imperfection, he wanted me to apply that second time round. It wasn't an easy decision, however. I was struggling with some of the symptoms of stress-induced depression, and I did need some time off to rest and to recover. And I'm hugely grateful to the church leadership and the whole church family for the understanding and the grace that they showed me in this, and also to God for the way that he used that time to teach me, to affirm me, and to equip me for this next stage of my ministry. And I've learned a lot, and although I don't expect things to be easy, I'm convicted that God has called me to lead his people here, to use my gifts of encouragement, of teaching, of leadership, to dance, to come alongside others in helping them to grow and develop in their own faithful service of the Lord. And one of the things that is such a joy for me here is that we have a beautifully, richly diverse church family with people of all ages and backgrounds, people from different cultures and languages. And so I see my role not so much as standing in a time gap, but standing in the spectrum of this beautiful diversity, seeking to encourage and strengthen all as we collectively help Jesus to build his church and to share the good news of his life, death, and resurrection with all those around us, families, communities, and workplaces. So I start really here at this point in this role. I've got lots to learn, and I will continue to need your support and your prayers as I lead this wonderful team of people that God has brought together here. And it is very much a team ministry, hence the title of the role, Pastoral Team Leader, whether that's our paid staff in Andy, in Chung, in Sue, who are brilliant, or whether it's the wonderful teams within our church family who serve faithfully in so many ways. There will be challenges, but we draw huge encouragement from the fact that, as God's word says, his grace is sufficient for us and his power is made perfect in weakness. And that is the same mighty power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That is the power that's alive and at work in us and through us. May that be true for all of us as we journey forward together. Amen.
Now we come to this time of promises. And I invite you, as you hear these promises, as Simon makes these promises, that you also commit yourself afresh to God's calling in your life. All Christians are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ and follow in his way. Simon, as a Christian minister, you are first a disciple of Christ. And so I ask you to affirm afresh your faith and trust in God, a faith which you have already confessed in baptism. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
I do.
Simon, you have been called to the pastoral team leader of this church and congregation. Do you accept the charge from Christ to care for his people with all diligence and compassion? Will you care for the weak, bring Christ's healing to the brokenhearted, lift the downcast, and pray regularly for those committed to your care?
I will, God's Spirit empowering me.
Will you equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ? Will you lead and enable God's people in their mission to the world, seeking God's kingdom, proclaiming the gospel in word and deed, and speaking to make Christ known in every way?
I will, the risen Christ inspiring me.
Will you make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace? By your example, will you lead this church in all godly living and devotion to Christ? Through prayer and the reading of Scripture, will you be faithful in the leading of worship, in presiding at the Lord's table, and in preaching the Word of God?
Yes, I will, with the Lord's help.
Amen. Thank you for the promise you made. Well, I'm going to invite Dalla to come and join us. Dalla, you have heard the promises made by Simon today. Will you join in that commitment to Christ and his people, promising to support and encourage him in his ministry in this church and community?
I will.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask the trustees and the leadership of the church to stand. And this is for the leadership of the church to promise. Do you believe you have been called by God to work together humbly and willingly in serving this church and community?
We do.
Do you promise to honor and respect one another, doing nothing from vain conceit, but in humility regarding others as better than yourselves?
We do.
Okay, you did it faster than me, which is good. You promised anyway. Good. I will invite the members of this church to stand. If you are a member in the church, please do stand. My sisters and brothers, a new chapter in the life of this church is open today. I invite you now to renew your commitment to Christ and his church and affirm again the vows of your baptism. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
Amen.
Do you accept and welcome Simon as your pastoral team leader? And do you promise to honor and support him with your love and prayers, working together with him in your shared calling to witness to Christ in this place?
Amen.
Paul the Apostle says, "You were bought with a price. Will you serve Jesus Christ as Lord, bearing witness to him and daily taking up your cross to follow him?"
We will.
Thank you. I'm going to invite all of us to stand, all the congregation right here now. And as members of different churches and maybe different denominations, together we represent the body of Christ that's beyond any boundaries. So we're going to commit to support this new start in the life of the church. As representatives of the wider church and community, will you offer your support at this new beginning in the life of a church and minister, And will you join in praying for them all?
We will.
Thank you.
That we can stand together and declare our belief in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus who came 2,000 years ago, but the Lord Jesus who is still present through his Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus who brought each one of us to faith and who is building this church. We praise your name. Amen.
Amen.
Please do sit down. I'm going to invite Simon and Darla as we come to a time of prayer. Roger, please, if you can join us. Andy, Chung, Jenny, and Sam. Representatives from different parts of our church, but we're delighted to come and pray with you this morning. Andy, do you want to go first?
Morning, church. We're going to begin by praying for Simon in his ministry and leadership. Let's pray together. Father, we want to pray for Simon this morning and begin by praying for what you've called him to be and to do in this place. We pray that he will have humble confidence in that calling, that he will never stop looking to you to lead and to guide him, and that you would give him a generous share of your wisdom. And we ask that you keep Simon close to you, and we pray this promise of Jesus for you, Simon. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. We pray for much fruit from Simon's ministry, for your glory, for the building up of your church, and the extension of your kingdom. Amen.
Our lead pastor, Simon Brummel, asked me to pray for outreach and the community in Korean. I'm sorry that most of you wouldn't understand it, but God will understand it. He will hear it. As you heard the gust of wind this morning, Lord, we need strong wind of Holy Spirit in our church. But I'm praying in Korean now.하나님 아버지, 주님, 우리의 교회들을 주님, 주님께 올려드립니다. 하나님 아버지, 특별히 우리 사이먼, 주님, 주님께 올려드립니다. 하나님 아버지, 주님, 주의 종으로서 하나님 아버지, 주님의 말씀에 하나님 아버지 귀 기울여 하나님 아버지 듣는 하나님 그런 하나님 아버지 종이 되게 하여 주시옵고 하나님 아버지, 주님 어떤 상황이건 간에 하나님 아버지, 그가 주님, 주님께 무릎 꿇고 기도하는 자로 하나님 아버지 주님께 나올 수 있도록 주님 역사하여 주시옵소서. 하나님 아버지 무엇보다도 하나님 아버지 주님 그에게는 하나님 아버지 뜨거운 미션이 하나님 아버지 있습니다. 하나님 아버지 특별히 우리 뉴몰든 그리고 몰든맨 하나님 아버지 더 나아가서 하나님 아버지 우리 UK whole nations whole world 주님 주님 주님께 이 모든 것들을 주님 올려드립니다. 하나님 아버지 주님 이 종이 기도할 때 하나님 아버지 주님 작은 기도가 하나님 아버지 주님 큰 비를 이루듯이 큰 스톰을 이루듯이 주님 이 종의 기도를 통하여 하나님 아버지 우리의 여기 뉴몰든과 하나님 아버지 더 나아가서 하나님 아버지 전 영국 땅과 하나님 전 세계가 하나님 아버지 주님의 말씀에 굴종하고 아니 복종하는 하나님 아버지 그런 주의 날이 오기를 하나님 아버지 손 모아 하나님 아버지의 마음을 모아서 우리의 영을 모아서 하나님 아버지 주 예수 그리스도의 이름으로 기도드립니다. 아멘.
God doesn't call the equipped, but God equips the called. And Simon, you have been called. And so with your call comes the promise that he has and will equip you, sustain you and supply all your needs so that you might fulfill all he's destined you to be and do. As firstly, a worshipper, a husband, a father, and as a minister of his gospel. And we thank the Lord for you. And you've journeyed and now stepped out and into this new season in both your and our lives. So I pray that amongst all the complexities and demands of ministry and family life, that you will continue to know and grow in an ever-deepening experience of Father's love and reliance on Holy Spirit for your daily strength, his leading and his wisdom in all you seek to do, both personally and corporately. Thank you, Father, that Jesus is the living water for life. And so I pray, Simon, for a personal life marked by continued passion for God, his church, the gospel, and mission in all its varied forms. And I pray that this life will be sustained by close and intimate fellowship with Holy Spirit, and that all you seek to be and do will be birthed in and from that secret place of prayer and sweet communion with him, resulting in a ministry of overflow, which daily experiences his promise that my yoke is easy and my burden is light, from a place of peace and daily refreshing. May it always be a priority. May his word be a constant delight to you, its promise to be a lamp for your feet and a light on your path, be the compass that guides you and a plumb line that holds you fast and shines forth its truth in an ever-changing world. And may the Lord be pleased to bless you and the family with much fruitfulness in the days ahead, for his glory, the building and the extension of his kingdom, seeing souls saved and set free, lives changed and transformed. And finally, I pray that we would be a flock that is a blessing to shepherd, faithful, loving, kind, encouraging and supportive to both you and Darla, Emmanuel, Samuel and Faith, as they too experience this new season in their lives and all it holds for them too. So, Simon, Darla, Emmanuel, Samuel and Faith, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Lord, I want to pray for the wisdom of Simon and the future of this church. I want to first thank Simon for the incredible job that he's already done in the past few years and recently while Johnny's not been here. His dedication and commitment to this church is unmatched, and our church family is forever grateful for Simon and all the work that he does in this church. And we pray for his wisdom in the upcoming years, that he would be able to overcome any challenges that he or this church may face, and that he would do it with your word and with you standing at his side, Lord, and that he would know what is best for this church and for this community. Amen.
Father, thank you for Simon. Lord Jesus, thank you that you have planned his life to this moment, to bring him into this mission that you have in his heart, to reach out to many people, to build your church. And Lord, we thank you for his family. We pray, Lord, that you will bless his family during this chapter of ministry. We thank you, Lord, because you have begun a good work in him and you will see it through to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you because nothing is in his power, because it's not by power or might, but by your Spirit. So I pray, Father, that you will fill him with your Spirit right now, in the name of Jesus, that he will know that you are working through him, that you are blessing him and making him a blessing to many people. And we thank you, Lord, because you have promised to build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I pray, Lord, that this will be the experience and the journey that Simon will see in his ministry. As a team leader of this church, you will see him through all the building that you want to do for this church. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Simon, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Baptist Union of Great Britain, and on behalf of this church, I declare you inducted to be the pastoral team leader of this church and congregation. As you lead the people of God and serve them, as you serve and pray for this community, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.